I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. European leaders held a crisis meeting Monday in Paris to discuss Ukrainian and European security amid new doubts over the U.S. commitment to the Transatlantic Alliance, the bedrock of European security. Henry Ridgewell reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron hosted several European leaders in Paris for crisis talks Monday, including British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Starmer said he was prepared to commit British forces on the ground in Ukraine if there is a lasting peace agreement. A series of policy shifts by Washington has transformed Europe's geopolitical calculations. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told NATO allies last week that Europe must provide the overwhelming share of aid for Ukraine as it fights Russian invaders. Then US President Donald Trump spoke to Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, effectively ending Moscow's isolation. Both agreed to begin Ukraine peace talks in Saudi Arabia, scheduled for Tuesday, with Ukraine and Europe excluded from the table. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Russia has freed American national Caleb Byers just days after his arrest on drug smuggling charges. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Customs officials allegedly found cannabis-based marmalade in his luggage. The 28-year-old had traveled from Istanbul with his Russian fiancé. Arrests of American nationals in Russia has become increasingly common. Byers' release appears to be an effort to ease tensions between Moscow and Washington ahead of talks in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday over the war in Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio held talks with high-ranking Saudi officials Monday in Riyadh. The new top U.S. diplomat met with both Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan. The three discussed the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the fate of the Gaza Strip. The talks came after President Donald Trump's call to move Gaza's 2.3 million Palestinians out of the territory into neighboring countries, with the United States redeveloping the enclave and taking ownership of it. Saudi Arabia and other Arab nations have strongly opposed Trump's proposal. State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce said Secretary Rubio and the Crown Prince underscored the importance of an arrangement for Gaza that contributes to regional security. She also said the two officials reaffirmed their commitment to implementing the ceasefire in Gaza and ensuring that Hamas releases all hostages, including American citizens. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York State said Monday she is considering removing New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office. Governor Hochul's announcement that she will hold meetings Tuesday with key city leaders came hours after four of Adams' top deputies submitted their resignations. The resignations are the latest fallout from the U.S. Justice Department's efforts to end a corruption case brought against the mayor last September. He was charged with accepting more than $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions and lavish travel perks from foreign nationals. Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove ordered federal prosecutors in Manhattan to drop the case, saying they needed Adams' cooperation in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Seven federal prosecutors resigned in protest over Bove's order, including the interim U.S. attorney for Manhattan. Authorities in Canada are investigating Monday's crash of a Delta Airlines jetliner that flipped upside down after landing at Toronto's Pearson Airport. The incident occurred at the end of a flight from the U.S. city of Minneapolis. The plane was attempting to land as heavy winds were blowing snow across the runway. But Airport Fire Chief Todd Pearson said it was too early to determine the cause of the incident.
This is an active investigation. It's very early on. It's really important that we do not speculate. What we can say is the runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
All 76 passengers and four crew members survived the crash, but 18 passengers were injured. Delta Airlines said at least two people, including a child, were in critical condition, but with non-life-threatening injuries. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.